He says like this, third person is going to say to himself, Meimer Omar, Salka daitet rabboni kihani shichlu kashosni. But the guy is going to say to himself, listen, these are very choshev atalit chomim here. They're very important people. So now these two people are drinking something. True, they didn't tell me it was wine, but they asked me, please pour it. So the guy thinks to himself, what must be in this bottle? It must be a bottle of wine. They're drinking something choshev. They're not drinking something simple like beer. So the guy understands in his own mind that this is wine. Like it says, Salka Tatu, what he thinks in his mind, the Rabboni Kihani, Shichro Kashos, is it only beer that they're drinking? No. Elavadai Hai Chamru. For sure, what they're drinking now is wine. And they're asking me to pour the wine for them. If so, Venaschei. The guy for sure has a taiva to be Venaseach or wine. Therefore, Bishas is pouring the wine, he has Kavona to be Venaseach it. So Rashi speaks out, and we'll soon see that he touched the wine itself, Rashi learns. Where's Rashi? Choshele v'shosi le'yitvya. Elavadi cham rashi v'naschid of the chavim. V'yaf lagat v'mokmina d'merik arukim. Which Morrison says was talking about that the guy just poured off the wine. He didn't touch it. After the walk, chashina d'monaga v'nosach. Interesting. Rashi was still afraid. Maybe he touched the wine and he was nasechit. V'yanan hud l'aramina nadaita. Just we don't know to look for it because we thought he was a Jew. The Rashi Shita is mashm, even when the guy pours off the wine only would become Asa B'Hanor if the guy really touches the wine. But just for pouring it, it would not become Asa B'Hanor. Tosis argues in Rashi. Tosis says no, that when we hold like Tosis, that Koichai, we hold like Rashi, that Koichai, if he pours it, is also considered like he touched it. The Maisa we hold that when the guy pours the wine, it only becomes Asa B'Shtiya, not B'Hanor. Pouring the wine is not the same thing as touching the wine. So the Iker Issa Hano is when a guy touches wine, we're afraid when he puts his hand in there, he'll shake his hand around. That's called the real Nisach. Shichshach. He moves his hand in the wine. So it has to be that he touches the wine. But if he only pours the wine, that's a lack of Koichai, that Koich is only Yasa Bishtiya and not Yasa Bano. Therefore, Rashi learns here the case of that Yasa Bano means he even touched the wine. The wine, it becomes also. Now, Man Deshari, the one that said this wine is mutter to drink, also the Svar is Shap Deshari, he says very good. May Maroma, because the guy will say it to himself, listen, Salka Dantich the Rabban Kihani, Chamra Kishosi, like the guy will think to himself, is it possible that these two big Rabbanan over here, is it possible that they're really drinking wine? The Omale Lididi, and they'll tell me the guy, To Ashkinon, come and pour the wine, like the guy knows the halacha of yayin esek. Whenever you have a shiksach, this guy wasn't some a guy in the street. He was a shiksach, he was working in the house, and he thought he was a Jew. But the guy working in the house knows a little bit the halachas, that he knows that really Jews do not drink wine that a guy pours off. So the guy would say to himself, how is it possible that these two rabbanim are drinking wine, and they're asking me to pour the wine? Elovadai shichru. So the guy thinks in his mind, for sure, all it is just beer. Koshosui. And therefore, v'lein askei. Therefore, when he pours the beer, he thinks he's pouring the beer. So he has no intentions at all of making nisuch. So therefore, it's considered, shalai de kavona, therefore this man the held the siva muta bashtia. So therefore, these are the two svaras.
Yeah.
Yes. Samori asked the question still, I have a kachazi, but let's look in the barrel. What is it? It's a glass. See what it is. See what's inside it. Why can't the person just see that it's wine? Samori says, Balayla, the mice was at nighttime that he could not see what it was. That's the two svaras. Is it Asra Mutta? Samori says, still, but most probably he could smell it. Wine smells like wine. Samori says, Becharato. The mice was here was new wine. And new wine doesn't smell so much yet, therefore the guy cannot tell that it was wine, therefore this man, the young elder, was mutter. Fred the Gemara, though, vokor, no galei benatla. His tahavimina is that it was from a big barrel. So how do you get the wine out of a barrel? You have to take a small measuring cup and put it into the barrel and take out the wine, fetch the wine. So the chura, now the guy is touching the wine. Vokor, no galei benatla. That's our girsa. that the guy is touching the wine through this measuring cup. If so, now the guy is actually touching the wine itself. True, it's shalei b'kavana. But our kopon of the yasa, we came out that even though it's shalei b'kavana, still the wine is asa. Or at least it's asa b'shtiyah. Maybe not b'anah, but for sure at least it's asa b'shtiyah. So how could this man the Yomis say it's even mutter to drink the wine? Rashi learns, v'konoga v'natla. So how could that have a meaner is, shayyif hayayin, he was fetching the water me'achos from the big barrel. The kli, with this cup, sheshmoy natla. Upar the Gemara's question, v'onoga b'chamra ide natla. So Rashi learns, the shayla was, not that he's touching it with his hands, but ide dover achar. He's touching the wine, the fact he's touching the cup. And the cup now is touching the wine. Onina midullah yada the chamru. True, he didn't know it was wine. Heavily magash lo the kavon of yosa. Sosa kopon of ishtiya. Sumara says, no, the answer is lo tzricho to koimorik oiruki. Now the case here was now the wine was in a nice sized bottle. And the guy now picked up the bottle and started to pour out the wine. That's the case. To have a koichoi shle de kavono. If so, when the guy is just pouring out the wine from the bottle, the guy did not touch the wine. So therefore, there's no issur b'taras negiyah. It would not be asa b'anah. It's only koichoi, that what comes out, the wine that he pours out, it's asa b'shtiyah. But the klal is, v'chol koichoi shle de kavono l'gozo b'rabonin. When there are two tzadim to be mekel, then it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Here, the guy, first of all, is not touching the wine. He's only pouring the wine. So by pouring out the wine that comes out, it's also b'shtiyah, but that's only if it does the b'kavana, that he knows he's pouring wine. But over here the case was, he thought he's pouring beer, so it's called shlei b'kavana, therefore it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Yes. So there, that's the halacha. So according to the Gemara, whenever a guy would pour off the wine, shlei b'kavana, it'd be mutter even b'shtiyah. Now again, b'zman hazeh, there are some shittas that learn that the goyim today always remain shleid the kavana. A goy today does not have das benisuch. He always blinds. He always has to have halacha like shleid the kavana. So according to those shittas today, if a goy would pour wine to be by a chasna, they'll have wine and he'll pour off the wine. It'll be mutter b'shtiyah. But we spoke out that we only hold this svara if it's done behefsit. We hold that b'zman is there. A goy is still called a goy. Even though they don't have das v'nitzach, we still have to be knowing like it's also. Only if Malkim Hefsim Ruva, if we'll pour off a whole barrel of wine, maybe then it'll be mutter. But if he only pours you a glass of wine, we have to be knowing like it's also. Therefore, by most chasnas, when they serve the wine, it's always yayin mevushel. All those bottles they serve is always yayin mevushel. Therefore, there's no problem if the waiter pours you the wine. But if the wine were not being mevushel, then the churah should be also to drink that glass of wine. It's not a hefsid maruba, where it's not a big loss, then when the bizman is there, the goyim are still called like goyim, and therefore the wine that they pour off would at least be yasa b'shtiyah. Boy minei rebasim reb yechen. Rebasi asked a question from reb yechen like this. Yayin shemoschoy over kichav emahu. Let's say you have Jewish wine here, and the goy came and poured some water into it. He was mozikit. He diluted the wine. In the Gemara's times, the wine was very strong, and you couldn't drink yayin chai. You had to dilute it, add water into the wine. So what's going to be if the guy, he did not touch the wine? He only poured the water into the wine. That's called his kaychai. His kaychai, he's pouring the water now into the wine. So this water, his kaychai, comes into the yayin. Is considered like he touched the wine. The wine should at least be asa b'shtiyah. Or maybe no, he did not touch the wine, he only touched the water. Maybe the wine still remains muta, even b'shtiyah. That was the shayla. So now, firstly said back to him, V'yema mozgoy, where do you get this new word from, mozgoy? Why don't you say our lashon? We always say mozgoy, yayin mozug. That means diluted wine. Omalaysa said back to him, listen, Ravasi said back to him, it says in Mishlei, it says tovcho tivcho moscho yena. They shechted the animal, the meat, and then they diluted the wine. It's the lashon of moscho yena. So that's the lashon of a posik. Therefore, I also talk like that. Omalei, but Rabbi Yechon said back to him, listen, lashon Torah liatzma. Very good. That's the way psukim talk. But lashon chachamim liatzmai. The way we talk, the chum talk, we say lashon of mozgoy. So they come to ask me a shalom next time, speak my language, you should have asked Mao Limzoi. Is it mutter for a guy to dilute the Jewish wine? So that was the shayla. Omelech said back to him, listen, Asa. He says the wine becomes Asa, or at least it's Asa Bishtiya. If a guy just poured water into our wine, that's also considered like Kaychai, that the wine becomes Asa. And he said a reason, because Mishum, we always say, Leich Leich, Amrina Nazira, we always tell the Nazir, go away. Skor Skor the Karma, go around the vineyard, do not walk through a vineyard. Even though really there's no Issa for a Nazir to walk through the vineyard. It's only us to pick off a grape and eat the grape. But just to walk through the vineyard, there's nothing wrong. Still, we give him an answer. Don't put yourself under temptation and don't walk through the vineyard, but rather go around and around. That's what we tell them. Sir also said there's a chok here that if a guy only pours the water into our wine, not to drink that wine. Mashmat Zera. Not because the pouring of the wine is called, the pouring of the water is your koichai, like he touched it, but rather it's Zera. If you let a guy pour water into the wine, next thing you know, he'll be pouring the wine altogether for you, or he'll be touching the wine. So it's like Zera, do not use this wine that the guy diluted into the water for you. Reb Yirmiyahu the Gemara says now, Ikloyi Lesachta. He went into this city, Sachta. Chozi Chamra to Mazgiyad Kechavim. He saw the way there was Jewish wine, their Jews' own wine, and they let the Goyim come and pour the water into the wine. They let the guy dilute the wine. V'yishte Yisromine, and he saw the way the Jews were still drinking the wine. And it could be Mikra Dinitz Mutter, because the guy did not touch the wine, he only poured the water in. But still he told them, V'yosalu. He said, no, this wine now is also to drink, it's also Mishtiya. Why? For Xera Hakoko, Mishum Lech Lech, this mushroom we always say, go away, Arminan Nazir, we say to the Nazir, go away, Skor Skor Lakarma, go around the vineyard, but do not walk through a vineyard. Le Sikrav, let the Karma Le Sikrav, do not come close to the vineyard, maybe you'll have a temptation to eat from the grapes. Here also, we tell the Jews, make sure the Goyim do not add anything into your wine. Because if you let them add the water, we're afraid they'll come to touch it, or they'll come to pour the wine for you. Itmanam, we also learned like this. Amar Reb Yechon, Reb Yechonen says, V'yamrilo, some say Amar Rabasi, Amar Reb Yechon. Rabasi said over the name of Reb Yechonen, that Yayin, if you have wine, Jewish wine, Shemozgu Oivikichavim, that a guy came along and added water. He did not even touch the wine. He only added water into our wine. Asa, that wine now is us to drink. Again, for Hachoka, Mishum, Lech Lech Amrina, Nazira, Skor Skor Lekarma Lesikrav. We tell the Nazir, go around the vineyard, to not walk through it, to not have temptations. Now, Resh Lakish, Ikloyi LeBotzra. Resh Lakish went into this town called Botzra. And he thought it was part of Eretz Yisrael. He thought Botzra is from Botzar, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see he made a mistake. But when he went into the city, Chozo Yisrael, he saw Jews, the Kachli Peri, they're eating their fresh fruits, they're eating the Loi Maisri. They didn't take off Trumas and Maisris. He saw them picking off the fruits off the tree, picking off the vegetables, and they're eating them right away before taking off Trumas and Maisris. So Resh Lakish felt very bad. He thought this place, Botzra, was from Eretz Yisrael. So the Asalu, and he told them, no, you're not allowed to eat these fruits. Wait, first take off Trumas and Maisris. He said it's awesome for them to eat it. Secondly, Chozomai saw some water. He saw like a river there, a flow of water. That a guy was bowing down, worshipping it. He was walking through the street. He saw a beautiful stream of water going down the main street. It was like long to the rabbim. It was Mayim Sharabim. But he saw the way the goyim were bowing down to it. They were worshipping it. And Vishosu Yisrael. And the Jews were still drinking from this water. So Shlokesh shall know that if the Goyim worship this water, so the water becomes Asa Vanoah, comes like an Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Asa to drink the water. Let's say in a case where it was Tfisas Yad Adam, that the man caused this flow of water, where they dug out the ditch and made the water fall through, so Shlokesh thought that the water becomes Asa Vanoah, the Goyim are worshipping it now, it has an Isra Avodah Zarah, and it's Asa Vanoah. Therefore, the Yosalu. What? I will soon see. It was community. Very good, very good. You're right. The Yosna Safra Shlokas told him, it's also, stop drinking this water. He held the water was also. Now what happened was, Osla came to Rabbi Yechanan. Shlokas then left the city, continued his journey, and ended up by his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. So Omalei, so Mestam, right away, Shlokas told over to his Rebbe what happened. So right away, Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan said, right away, right back to him, he told him, Ademikrucha Olecha, while you're clothing, your coat is still upon you, because even before you take off your coat, even before you sit down and take a rest, Zil, go right back. Zil Hodar, go back and tell them these two halachas you told them are wrong, and go tell them that both of them are muta. First of all, Botzar, Lav Hainu Botzro. That in the pasuk it says Botzar. Botzar, that's from Eretz Yisrael. But the city you went to was Botzra. Botzra is outside Eretz Yisrael and has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Paris are not Mechoyim and Trumas and Maisers. So the people were doing right. They were able to eat their fresh fruits without taking off Trumas and Maisers. So Rabbi Yechon Tomer Shlokas, go right back and tell them that your halacha was wrong. They were right. And secondly, Umayim Sharabim Einesarim. And the halacha is water that belongs to Rabbim, since the Rabbim have right to use this water, does not become Asabano. When the Goyim bow down to it, it has no tresis Yedayodim like, therefore it's Mutta. So go back and tell them right away, these two halachas are Mutta. The Mora says, Rabbi Yechanan, the time Rabbi Yechanan said, this goes according to his own reasoning. Rabbi Yechanan, the time the Yom Rabbi Yechanan, we have before, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik, that Ma